Okay, so first of all, thank you so much for the organizers for having me here. I only arrived this morning, so I hope this presentation is not completely off topic. And I struggled to find a good title. I decided what I came up with is thinking about the possible role of boundary layer dynamics in convergence zones associated with seasonally varying Hadley circulations. And I will say right away that I don't have answers, but I will show some of the questions that we've been thinking about. And this is a work that I've done through several years with a number of collaborators. I try to list them all here. In particular, I'll try to spend some time presenting work that a student of mine, Hoshuan Wei, has been working on, and she's just about to defend, in fact, next week. So I really spend a lot of time thinking about what controls the temporal spatial distribution of precipitation from a large-scale perspective on the Earth's surface, and recently also started thinking about more exotic terrestrial planets. And so let me briefly summarize things that I'm sure you all know about the observed distribution of precipitation on the annual long-term mean over our planet, as shown here. We all know that precipitation is primarily confined in the tropics, and in particular, most intense rainfall falls in over near equatorial oceans in what we call, we generally refer to as ITCCs. Those are longitudinal elongated bands of precipitation that are narrow in latitude. We also see that convergent zones do exist and do extend over tropical and subtropical land masses, and there they can move a little bit further away from the equator and then return to this point. And at least part of this is really a manifestation of strong seasonality of precipitation in these regions. And I spent a lot of time thinking about the tropics, so this will be my primary interest. Outside of the tropics, we find the storm tracks where the mid-latitude extratropical systems tend to form. Now, if in addition to taking a long-term annual mean, I also take for each latitude a zonal average, this is the distribution of the zonally average precipitation starting from the equator, going to the North and South Pole. And we find the familiar alternating, the familiar pattern of alternating wet, dry, wetter bands, with the wettest zone, of course, in the tropics, the dry zone in the subtropics, this is where we live here, and then two other wetter zones in the extratropics. One interesting aspect that actually George this morning referred to of this distribution is the fact that, yes, the wettest zone is in the near equatorial region, but we see that the distribution of precipitation is not symmetric about the equator. And in fact, maximum precipitation prefers the northern hemisphere, at least on the annual average, and is located around 6 degrees north of the equator. Although there are, of course, seasonal migrations. If the two hemispheres were completely symmetric, there would be no reason for the precipitation to prefer one hemisphere. So this implies that there must be an asymmetry. And what is the relevant asymmetry that shifts the ITCC north of the equator is something that has been debated extensively in the literature. It sounded like George did not agree to this statement, but I think that there is consensus that has emerged in the past 5 years or so that, in fact, the relevant asymmetry arises from the transport of heat by the ocean, especially through the meridional returning circulation in the Atlantic, that transports energy from the south into the northern hemisphere, requiring an opposite transport of energy by the atmosphere from the north to the southern hemisphere. And I'll, for those of you who are not familiar with these arguments, I'll try to summarize them later. And this is accomplished by the Hadley cell shifting its ascending branch in the northern hemisphere. Although, again, this is something that there is still a lot of active research ongoing. But as I mentioned, this is only the annual mean. Oh, sorry. Of course, these patterns of precipitation are strongly tied, at least in the zonal mean, to the overturning. What is shown here again for the annual mean pressure, latitude, and again, of course, the alternating patterns of dry, wet and dry zones in the tropics is really linked to the development of two Hadley circulations in both hemispheres, ascending branch near the equatorial region, descending branch in the subtropics, and it's clear that the mean position of the ADCC is associated with the location of the ascending branch of the Hadley cell. And again, notice how the dividing boundary is displaced in the northern hemisphere, consistent with the northward position of the ATCC, with an asymmetry between the two cells, with the southern cell being slightly stronger and broader than the northern cell. But again, this is just the annually averaged picture. There is a strong seasonality, especially further away from the equator in the over-subtropical land masses of precipitation. And so to make this point a little bit more clear, let me show you now the long-term mean precipitation for the month of July, northern hemisphere summer, and the corresponding one for January, that is southern hemisphere summer. And I'm going to be toggling between the two. Again, notice how, especially over the ocean, there is a seasonality, but the seasonality is quite muted, both in terms of intensity and location. Especially notice how over significant stretches of the Pacific Ocean, maximum precipitation remains north of the equator, even during southern hemisphere summer. So maximum precipitation doesn't always follow the maximum in solar insolation. However, now focus over subtropical land masses, pick your continent of choice, for instance, Southeast Asia, and notice how there the seasonality of precipitation is way more dramatic, with very, very dry winters being followed by very wet summers. And again, you see that basically you have this migrations of the convergence zone into all summertime subtropical land masses. And so now we are wondering as to why the circulation develops this structure during the retreating phase. We don't.